Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm sure I'm glad you did. It's day, I don't know what day of the quarantine. I'm all turned around. I was putting hash marks on the wall like the Count of Monte Cristo, but I got distracted and lost count. Anyhow, I'm just like you. We're all stuck inside and doing our thing. So it's nice to take a little break from all of that stuff. And I want to welcome or thank you all for welcoming us into your home or wherever you happen to be doing your quarantine and whatnot. Very, very cool. We've got a fantastic guest today. He has a movie that just came out on Lifetime Network called Her Secret Family Killer. And I would like to welcome actor Matt Sheban. Hopefully, Matt, I'm saying your last name right.
You did, absolutely. You? Yeah, nice. You know what? It's genuinely nice to be here, I got to say.
Oh, nice. Now, you're out in L.A. area. Is the weather perfect out there today? Out the window?
It's a perfect sunny day today as we're all stuck inside.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm in South Florida. It's the same thing here. It's mocking us. I just took our dog out to use the washroom before doing the show, and I came back in. I was telling my wife, I'm like, man, if I didn't have the show, I would be putting the cushion on the Chase Lounge out there and taking a nap in the sun. It is beautiful out.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, my dog's outside. I'm not alone.
Oh?
He's out on his he's out in the yard right now.
Nice. Yeah, we got to put a. We had a fence go down, one of the sides of the fence in the last hurricane, and we've got to rebuild it. We just haven't had time, and now would be a good time to do it, but you can't get the materials right now. But, you know, it's such as life. I'm not complaining because it's going to be a big job.
Beats the alternative, right? I said life, what did they say? Life is good. It beats the alternative.
Exactly. And, you know, it's so interesting because everybody – you know, I work from home, and I know you're a professional actor and whatnot, so you're on set a lot and whatnot. But when you're not, as I understand it, I'm not in your business, but as I understand it, there's downtime and stuff too. You're probably in the house a lot and stuff. So this isn't terribly new for you, right?
Jamie, I've been staying inside watching TV. I've been training for this my whole life.
That's how we are. I'm like, well, you know, same old.
I saw someone tweeted. I wish I had said this. Someone had tweeted, "I finished Netflix." Is what. So,
can you imagine? Oh my god.
I finished Netflix. Yes.
That's crazy. So let me ask you, Matt. Now you're like sort of working actor and whatnot. You've been in a bunch of stuff, and not only acting but writing and all kinds of stuff. Did you always know? Now you grew up in, my show notes is telling me, Maryland, right?
No, actually, I did. I went to University of Maryland, so I have an attachment to there. But no, I grew up in a suburb of New York City called Rye, New York.
Mm. Did you know as a youngster, like, that showbiz was what you were going to be wanting to do?
I think I had a slight proclivity toward it, but I was a very shy kid. And I wasn't fully formed, and it wasn't until I grew up a little bit that I realized that I wanted to do this. I think often actors are very shy in person because they can hide behind characters. I think with me, I just needed to mature into someone who could be brave enough to go in an audition and sort of, you know, let open up his soul.
Right. and sometimes get turned down. That's got to be something you have to learn to get used to, you know. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people for a living. And it's funny because you get young people say, oh, I want to do what you're doing. I'm like, well, you know, been 20 years doing it. And you know, that's one of the first things, you know, I remember in art school, we had these things called student evaluations, which were a big part of your grade. But basically all the older students would look at your work and tell you how long it was.
It's interesting as artists, we have to be both thick-skinned because we're going to hear no a lot, but we also have to be very in touch with our emotions at the same time. So you have to be able to be a rock and yet be very aware. And even as a painter, yeah, absolutely. I think you have to – it's an interesting tightrope you have to walk, but it's a very good one.
Absolutely. It's well, for actors, I imagine, too, because here you are, you know, you're doing all this and you have a wide range of work you've done and whatnot, and obviously you're very – we were just talking off mic. I have to tell everybody, you got to add Matt's Facebook page or whatnot, or do you post these on your blog as well?
They're on my blog, yeah. It's on my blog, Instagram, and Facebook, and Twitter, actually.
Too. Nice.
I go for it all, but go ahead.
Nice. Well, we'll have links up to that. For some reason, I'm looking at our show page right now, and there's only a link to the Lifetime movie, but we're going to add all these Matt Shevin links to his Instagram and Twitter and everything, and blog, as soon as the show's over. But he does these, ladies and gentlemen, he does these scenes with his dog. Your dog's name's Ricky, right?
That's correct. I have a pit bull named Ricky. And so, yeah, so essentially, I decided, Jamie, the quarantine really kicked in, which was a couple of Mondays ago. I just shot one of them from, you know, I write a daily blog, and I just realized, you know, let me do a scene with a dog. Maybe that'll be funny. And I did a scene from Casino where he obviously can't speak back. I'm De Niro. He's pesky. And all of a sudden, it started to roll a little bit where I thought, you know, I could do a scene every day. So 5 days a week, I'll shoot a scene with him, and he's been – it's very interesting with dogs because the reason dogs are so funny is that they do everything with a straight face. So he'll yawn in the middle of being yelled at, or, you know, or he just – you know, it's sort of taken off, and I'm getting a lot of play out of it, and it's sort of – you know, there's a couple of ancillary benefits, which I found was, one, it forces me to have grooming habits while we're all quarantined. I actually have to look decent on camera. It also really keeps my mind sharp. I have to, you know, some of them are quick hits, but a lot of them I have to memorize a scene. And so today I was doing No Country for Old Men. It's a heavy scene with a lot of dialogue. And so when I come out of this quarantine, I'll be sharper, you know, keep that muscle as an actor, which is nice.
Right. Absolutely.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Starlight Lounge presents an evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
I tell people that all the time, and they look at me like I'm crazy. Like, we'll go on vacation a couple times a year, me and my wife, and when we live in Florida, so of course we go to Disney World. That's the nearest fun thing to do. And you like it. And, you know, they have nice resorts and all that kind of stuff. But anyhow, we go up there, And so for a couple days, sometimes a week or so, you know, I don't paint. And I come back and I'm like, oh, man, it takes me a painting or two to get back into it because I haven't been using that. Otherwise, I try to paint every day if I can.
Absolutely. It's definitely a muscle. That's funny. It's very similar to acting. It's a muscle that needs to be worked. And we actors often find it, you know, Hollywood goes dark Christmas time, say for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. You may get an audition when you come back in January and you're rusty. You feel a little rusty. And so this, Lord knows how long this is going to go on. And so I'll be ready to go when it ends because I am still rehearsing scenes. And it's nice too. I'm getting the goofiest microcosm of actually working on set where I actually have to light these things and I'm doing a little bit of editing and you know, I'll even make it as if I'm the assistant director. So, you know, they call it last look. Last look is checking hair and makeup right before your role.
Right.
And it's just been a real kick. It's great.
Well, that's fantastic. They're hilarious to watch. I shared one. I might've shared a couple. They were all so funny. The one where you guys were doing Wayne's World and you were doing the headbanging scene.
The headbanging with my nephew. And I brought in my nephew on FaceTime.
You gotta be the cool uncle, man. You're out in L.A. You're an actor. You're making a movie. You know, I mean, how cool is that? You know?
Yeah, I try, he knows me as the guy who falls asleep on the couch every Sunday. But no, I do have a niece and nephew who live close by to me, but my nephew's become like my little brother. I'll take him around town. Or, you know, I've taken him to movie screenings. We hang. It's nice.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. When you're writing, I wanted to ask you, cause, you had done some work with, on some very funny stuff. I don't know if you wrote for – you weren't writing on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. You were playing one of the character actors, right?
I've played characters in Jimmy Kimmel, yeah. Acting. Okay. Writing-wise, I wrote a film. It was a featurette. It wasn't a full feature film, but I wrote it, and it was directed – this has got to be 10 years ago or a little more – with a guy named Ted Melfi, who went on to be a big director. He directed Hidden Figures. I lean towards comedy, but with that film, I wanted to just challenge myself. So I wrote a thriller. I have a sitcom pilot that I shot that I haven't shown anyone because I want to shoot two more episodes. Yeah. It's called Hucksters and it's a workplace comedy. I play a version of myself working in an ad agency. And I shot that last year. It was really fun.
Nice. When writing, I mean, is it hard to switch genres, or is that just part of being a good writer, I imagine, right?
It is. Comedy's harder, there's no doubt. Mm-hmm. I have so much respect for writers. They're incredibly talented, especially writers who write TV. It's amazing to go back to the well every week and come up with 22 episodes or 10 episodes even in a year. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, switching genres is tricky. They're different. Look, I don't want to – as much as I have respect for writers, this is going to sound terrible, but comedy is way harder because people may see a movie and think, hey, what? There were some really funny scenes, but not all of them. Meanwhile, in drama, if you have one great monologue that really, like, gets the audience to cry, the whole movie's great. And so it's a lot easier. But, even a guy like Rob Schneider, who people love to question, I heard him talking about that. Like, it's really hard to make people laugh. You don't even know what is technically funny. And so if you write a movie and not every single scene is a home run, people consider it, it was okay. And that's unfair.
And you
writers,
the
writers
work,
into it. They work so hard. And writers are tortured. We're all tortured.
Right. No, I hear. I have some. I'm friends with some comedians, and you know, it's so interesting being friends with people that write comedy, and all of the my particular friends who do stand up and whatnot. That's all they do is write. You know, they have boxes and boxes of bits.
Yeah, and they probably don't enjoy it. They don't even enjoy it. It's so hard, but that's work. There's not a lot of heavy lifting involved, which is nice, but it's work. Comedians. I have the utmost respect for. I mean, that is such a difficult job. You're getting up there in front of an audience who may or may not laugh. And again, right. You don't really know what your comedy is. And there's, I mean, you talk about your 10,000 hours, you really have to find your voice. So every comedian, even the most successful ones, went through a period where they just bombed. And so those guys, I'm afraid to ever even try that. I think it's unbelievably difficult, and they're just so adept at it.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And the fans are mean.
They get on
the internet and
people are fussy. People are fussy when they're forced to buy two drinks and come see you.
You know what? I mean, what are you kidding me? Oh man, you're right. Well, how did the Lifetime movie, Her Secret Family Killer, come about? Was this done through a casting company, agency?
Yeah,
or
it was. I had an audition for a different Lifetime movie, much smaller role, maybe mm-hmm. even a day on film. And I didn't get the part, but in the room were the two of the very cool producer people, these two men. And I think we had a moment where we all bonded. I think the weekend was coming and I made some joke and they laughed. And from there, I didn't get the role I auditioned for, but about a month later, I was directly given this role, this much bigger role in this film.
Wow.
And so that was really nice. And that really does say to you, you know, in life especially, anything that looks like it's a disappointment often turns into something that's much better. And so it was a blessing that I didn't get the original role. It was amazing to get this one, because it's really one of the leads in the film.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. You know, let me ask you this. Now, after filming and everything, and, you know, I know, you know, after you went to a couple fancy Hollywood parties and all of this and that, the whirlwind of all of this, did you get to see the movie, or did you watch it on with the audience, like online?
I did, actually. Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of actors either don't like to watch their work or just don't really see it. I don't mind. I was a little nervous. What happened was where my neighborhood I have neighbors, you know, when you have a dog, you may know this, all your neighbors know you. They all know you. They all know everything about you. They you know, like, it's the dog, it brings friendship. Some of my neighbors always root for me as an actor, and I mentioned them, oh, my movie's airing. It's going to air. All of a sudden, it was like we found it was going to air 10 days later, and, you know, I think it aired in March. And I mentioned it to them. They threw a giant block party in a house, and I had to watch it for the first time with the entire neighborhood there. And the funniest thing was they were very into it, and they kept talking over and asked me, who did it? Who's the killer? Wait, what happens to her? Who's this guy? And it was really funny. And it was very sweet of them. One guy even showed up in like in a tux, with a big screen. And it was really great. So yes, the first time I watched it, I did not get to hear half of it because everyone was talking, but it was really sweet. They were so excited. And it must have been surreal that I'm sitting there and the movie's playing. I'm right in there in the living room. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, how fancy is that? That's way cool.
Very.
That's awesome. Well,
meanwhile, you know, I was texting the cast members. No one else got a party. No one else had a screening. No, I was the only one who really got lucky that one.
What it is, man, is they got to get a dog. They got to get a dog.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Oh man, I'm looking at your IMDb page, and they have it over on the side here. It says watch on TV for Secret Family Killer on the Lifetime Movie Network Thursday, April 9th, ladies and gentlemen, 3 p.m.
I'll be darned. You know, they certainly get their money's worth. It's been a pleasure. It's been aired, I believe, last Saturday. They aired it twice. There's Lifetime,
nice.
There's Lifetime Network, and then there's another channel called Lifetime Movie Network. And it aired this past Saturday, and I guess I didn't know that. Yeah, I guess it airs next week.
That's awesome, man. It's a lot of
nice. You never know when you're making these. You know how much they're gonna love them, and apparently they like this film. And it I think it got a decent rating when it aired, very good rating when it aired. And it's a fun film, and I really loved the crew and the director and my castmates. It was honestly so much fun. It's such a bummer when it ends. That's when you know you had a good
time. Right.
So we can't do more.
I had a guest on the show, I don't know, this was probably about a week or two ago, and he had a horror movie coming out, and we were kind of BSing a little bit, and he said, yeah, you know, he had mentioned that his day job is editing. And he goes, I edit a ton of Lifetime movies, and, you work where you can, you know, and I said, really, you know, and he goes, yeah, totally different than the horror thriller genre, you know. And he was saying, that can't be that hard. It's always just some man who's done some woman wrong, right? It, unknowingly, I made a terrible joke like that. And he goes, the paradigm's changed. A lot of times it's a woman who's doing another woman wrong. That's the big, I mentioned that to my wife and she's like, he's absolutely right. She loves those movies.
It has changed. But you know what? There's certainly a pattern to them that people seem to really love, I think they can be very, very good. And ours was fun. It was really fun and really, and you know, even like my nephew was watching it. He's only 12. But he got scared when it gets, you know, the thriller end of this. It scared him, and I thought, dude, I'm in the scene. You know me. Like, how can you be scared? But apparently, it affected him enough that like I'm that guy. You're with me all the time. It's TV. There's lights and cameras, and we're wearing makeup. Like, how do you? But no, he actually genuinely got a little film, which is not. I take it as a nice compliment.
That is cool. See, now, you've got to have the coolest house on the block. Now, do you and Ricky do, like, the house up for Halloween and all that and everything? Because I imagine it's got to be wicked cool.
He loves people. And so when Halloween happens, yes, he sits by the door like a greeter, just waiting for the next kids to come. And these tiny kids come up, and he just bolts outside and has to be around them. So, yes, dressing him up. No, but I mean, I'm getting a dose of it now with these quarantine videos I'm making with him. I'm dressing him in some of them. He has to act in other ones, and so it's hot. We got a Halloween vibe going on here every day.
Nice, nice. Well, we're going to have links up, ladies and gentlemen, to all of this. And, of course, we have a link up to the Lifetime movie and her secret family killer, which you can watch. And definitely check out the blog and everything that Matt does and all of his Instagram and everything. Matt, keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real good at it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You are excellent about posting links and promote. You're my hype man. Oh. I love it.
Thanks. I tried.
It's really
since
nice.
The quarantine happened. The ratings have just gone way up.
Good.
People are home.
Good.
You know.
Yeah. You know what? It's a tragedy. People are passed. It'll be interesting to see when it's hopefully ends soon. Where we all land, will people be working more from home? Will podcasts be up? That which is nice. I think that's great that your ratings are up. And will we learn new skills? here's hoping it ends soon because it's shitty staying inside. There's no doubt. But hopefully it all ends well.
Oh, absolutely. I am ready to go. I used to complain. My wife would say, "Hey, let's go to Target," and I hated going to Target with her. Sorry, Target. Just wasn't thing. But the big part of that is she likes to go in down every aisle. I'm like, we don't even have a baby. Why are we down the baby aisle? She goes, we know people that are having a baby, so we might want to get some. You know?
Oh, that's
I'm like,
sweet.
Oh, I hate it. I would love to go to Target with her now.
I don't know if you're having the same thing. I have retroactive, when I watch TV, I'm like, oh, look at this like Subway commercial. Remember when we could actually like go and sit in a restaurant? It's only 2 weeks, but it does. I'll watch the show, be like, man, they didn't know how lucky they were that they could just walk around with friends and go to a party. Target was a luxury at one time, so I understand that.
Absolutely, she was there. We were talking yesterday, and she said, she goes, I'm a hugger by nature, and I'm really missing hugging people. I'm like, well, you can hug me or the dog. She goes, you guys have hugged you guys out. I need other people
to hug. There are theories that handshakes won't make a comeback, and I think that's a shame. I think it's everyone. Right. We need like human touch. We need handshakes and hugs and bro hugs and let that not go away.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
I'm telling you. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for taking time to be on the show. We're right up against it. I really appreciate it. And, you know, just keep doing these. I'm going to subscribe to all your social media and whatnot and keep following. And I can't wait to see more of your videos with Ricky and your movies and, you know, and your professional work as well, too. So
you got
keep it.
Keep
it going.
Thanks.
I'll talk to you soon, man.
Uh-huh. All right. Be good.
Bye. And there you go, folks. That's going to wrap it up for us today. And that was Mr. Matt Chubbin, actor extraordinaire, actor, writer, you know, all around film guy. He's doing a lot. I'm telling you, those videos he does with his dogs are hilarious. I spent like, you know, I don't know, 45 minutes before the show. Normally, I'm supposed to be all, you know, getting my prep work done and getting all ready and everything. And I'm watching classic movie scenes of him and his dog. It's hilarious. Hilarious. I'll have links up on the show page here in 10 minutes to all those. So definitely check those out. Also, you all have been very, very nice, and I appreciate it. As some know and maybe some don't, new listeners, we have all these new listeners now. We had a computer meltdown. Our computer decided to die a death end of January. Had to buy a whole new system and get everything rebuilt and everything. And I don't know why I didn't think of it. I just didn't in the midst of all that. The microphone on the new computer just stinks. It stinks. Our guests sound great, which is the important part, but I've been sounding a little muffled. And you know, and people are so sweet. They send in these nice emails, which and PMs, the youngsters call them today. But very, very nice and sweet, you know, saying, well, you might want to turn the volume on that up or, you know, not sit inside a big 55-gallon oil drum when you're recording these. Yeah, I know it hasn't sounded great, folks. Ordered a new mic today, this morning. We finally found one. Believe it or not, there's a run on, and I think what it is all everybody working from home, and I think what it is all the students have, you know, they're all doing schoolwork from home and whatnot now. And so there's been shortages on microphones and computer accessories, apparently, and computers themselves, from what I understand. I did a little research this morning. But we got one. It will be here next week. And yeah, it's hitting us as soon as we could get it. Otherwise, we had to wait till next month to get this one that I was looking at. And that just won't do. So you'll be hearing me a lot clearer come next week. So hang tight. And I appreciate everybody who nicely let me know about that. You know, I didn't get a single email from somebody saying, oh, it sounds terrible. What's wrong with you? You know, blah, blah. Everybody's super nice. And that's one of the things I really like about our show here is it's always positive. And you know, it's a lot of fun to do. So, and the listeners are positive also, apparently. So that's a good thing. Made my day. So anyhow, we're continuing on with what we are all doing. Everybody, you know, continue to social distance yourself. I just saw an article, too. You might have to Google this or whatnot, and hopefully it's not an April Fool's article. I don't think it is, though. Because I didn't get that vibe from it when I read it this morning. Apparently, the social distancing is having a lessening effect, a positive effect. It's working in Seattle, where that was one of the first big cities that were hit real hard with this. And it seems to be helping. So let's all keep doing it, you know. Let's all keep doing it. And I think all of our friends who weren't doing it finally got them. I tell you, that was in my life. You know, you'd hear people like, oh, yeah, well, we went to the beach today because we were bored. You know, I'm like, you can't be doing that, man. You can't be doing that. You can't go play volleyball on the beach right now. You got to take a break from that. And, you know, we were all patient with it. I think everybody's got the message. Everybody's doing their quarantine thing, which they need to, so we can get over this and get back to it. Because I certainly am, you know, I certainly am looking forward to when all this passes. So that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Well, everybody, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got a filmmaker returning tomorrow, Mr. Justin Price. He's this cat. I love Justin. His birthday today. He travels all over the world making monster movies. It is phenomenal, and it's so crazy. The friend of the show, gosh, three or four times now. The first time he was on, he had all these stories. He got back from Iceland, because apparently Iceland was a great set location for an alien planet, and it was an alien movie, and he was hilarious, some of the stories he was telling about his adventures in Iceland. And the last time he was out in the desert, the Mojave Desert or something, his new movie is Abominable. It's about a Yeti. It's a Yeti movie, and there's lots of snowy mountains. I don't know if he went to the Himalayas or not. You know, movies, they're magic. It could be filmed, you know, who knows where. Up at Big Bear, I don't know. But we'll find out tomorrow, and that's tomorrow afternoon, so be sure to tune in on that. And the day after, we've got Megan Friel's Johnson on, and she has a new movie out called Dear Guest. And get this, this is how Megan's mind works. The last time she was on the show, she did a horror movie about a killer who had an ice cream truck. This one is the Airbnb. It's the set for it. And the people check in, you know, a couple of gals check in, and then all the doors are locked, and I don't want to get too much away. But it'll make you think, who would have thought an Airbnb is the backdrop for a very, very cool. So I look forward to that. That's on Friday. Justin, of course, will be on tomorrow. So thank you all. And like I said, I'll have links up for everything for Matt Chevin today. Man, he's great. He is great. So we will see you then. Keep doing what you're doing, everybody. And, you know, this will all be over before we know it. Okay. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.